All right, Rasmussen's reports gives us our significant digit. Popularity of Black Lives Matter jumps to 62%. And some of you are thinking, well, that's great, right? The movement's finally getting adopted. Wrong. Incorrecto. I was the before Tucker Carlson went out and called Black Lives Matter a political group. Before anybody else, I was the one being called a racist. I was the one being having things thrown against me and having my former career as a teacher, which wasn't that good anyway, cast aspersions upon it because I dared question Black Lives Matter because I actually went through and read what the hell they stand for on the website. Right? Nobody read that. Everybody just was like, Black Lives Matter, good, so, okay, that's what we're gonna go with now. It's like, no. No, 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 no. Don't be a sheep. Right? You can have racial talks and improvement on racial matters. You can and you should be talking about these things without supporting a cause like Black Lives Matter. You should not be supporting Black Lives Matter. Because, especially if you're a Christian, or you're just a decent human being. Because Black Lives Matter is not for reconciliation. It's not for peace. It's for submission. And I know some of you are going to say, Lori, that's a little much. It's not. It's not. You have to go through what they actually talk about, what they actually stand for, right? And if you think I'm racist for saying it, whatever, that's fine. Jump on into it. But go with what the only black representative in Arizona, Representative Blackmun, who says Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group. Or go with Ryan Bomberg, who writes, the top 10 reasons I'll never support Black Lives Matter, right? So, it's not just me being an evil racist. Evil racist I am. This movement is not about healing racial divides. It's about submission. What is happening at Black Lives Matter demonstrations, protests? Take a knee. Lay on your stomach. Wash my feet. Acts that absolutely are disgraceful and are designed to humiliate police officers, white people who feel like they need to do it. All right, just remember from Ryan Bomberg, 10 reasons he'll never support Black Lives Matter. The premise isn't true. His second point, there's no goal of forgiveness or reconciliation. My headline for my title today's show is a surging popularity of Black Lives Matter, which according to Rasmussen is at 62%, is a blow to racial progress. And I know some racists will find this and try to cancel culture me, which is why I'm very fortunate I work for the Crusade Channel, which is why we need your support. You have to listen. You have to stop just getting so defensive about it. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be conversations about improving race in America because we should never stop wanting that, right? The time you get lazy is the time you fall back into bad habits. You should always be striving to be better in all aspects of your life. And if that includes in your sphere of influence, people who are of different races, whether black or Asian or Hispanic, you should always be on your guard to make sure you don't fall into habits that evil wants you to fall into. You should always want to be improving. So there's always room to have a conversation about racial tensions but does that mean I believe in systematic racism? No, I don't. Because once you actually look at that overall, and we'll look at the overall definition of it when we look at the lady who changed Webster's dictionary on it, you'll see that there's a lot more to it. When you put systematic racism on there, it's very easy to label groups. Because the initial definition of racism was person-to-person basis. Like, I don't like you because it's based on your color of your skin. No, no, no. That's not good enough for activists. It needs to be brought back into a systematic approach. Systematic being whole groups being labeled. Institutions being labeled. Right? LeBron James wandered into a subject that he doesn't know anything about again when he was talking about the voting problems in Georgia. Is it a systematic problem with how we vote? Hey, dummy, the voting areas you were talking about were run by Democrats. Nobody, they want to talk about systematic racism, but they don't want to talk about the people who put that system in place. That's my problem with it. And that's my problem with Black Lives Matter. There is no goal of forgiveness or reconciliation. As Ryan Bromberg says on his website, there is never mention on it. You can't talk about the sins of the past and expect to move forward if there's no intention of forgiveness. There's no intention of forgiveness on the Black Lives Matter website. None. None. But the hashtag and the movement is, no, they're not. You can't separate them. You cannot. They are the ones who started it. The hashtag came as a result of their existence. Let me ask people this. If Black Lives Matter hashtags, do you think it would have existed if there was no Black Lives Matter organization? Think about that for a moment. Really think. If the Black Lives Matter organization never existed and all three founders are verified on Twitter, how in the hell does the hashtag come into play? Second point, Black Lives Matter has been in existence since 2013. What, and I'm sorry if this gets spicy, what in the hell has the Black Lives Matter community done for the Black community? Have they started scholarships? Because they got money. They got money. Okay? Don't get it twisted. Black Lives Matter has money. They are loaded. They have, at least back in 2016, they had $100 million in 2016. Do you think that number's gone down? Have they taken any of this money to create Black-centered banks in the Black areas? Do you have the first national Black Lives Matter bank that, I don't even care, that would exclusively deal with Black Americans? I don't care about that. If they put a Black Lives Matter bank in an area that is not doing as well financially and caters to Black businesses, to Black homes, what the hell does that affect me for? It doesn't. I think it's great because they're helping lift up that community. None. There's not one of those. Is there any Black Lives Matter scholarships? You can email me at barrettbrief@gmail.com, BarrettBrief. If I'm wrong on this one, send me. Hey, this is the list of scholarships Black Lives Matter has sponsored sending kids from underprivileged backgrounds to college. And I'll retract it as soon as I get that email because I want to make sure. I've never seen one. So as of right now, based off of my information, I've never seen Black Lives Matter help out a child from, they celebrate and they will use the death of Black men to further their agenda, but I have not seen them promote a living Black man and send them to a college or seed them money to start a business in that community to lift that community up. If I'm wrong, send me an email, but I am right. That's why Black Lives Matter is not about racial harmony. It's not about racial progress. It is about promoting Black power, right? Promoting Black power. It's plastered all over, what's the MFLB, he has it defined up here somewhere. The Movement for Black Lives Matter says on their website, which is the founding organization of Black Lives Matter, by the way, it became clear we need to continue organizing and building Black power across the country. This is from Ryan Bromberg. He doesn't promote a colorblind society. It's a strong black man saying, no, 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 no. You can't be for racial purity. Not purity, sorry, wrong word. Racial harmony. And promote black power. Like the black fist all you white girls are putting on your Instagram feeds. You're supporting black supremacy. That's a black supremacist symbol. It's the same thing as if you put a Confederate flag on your wall. Right? I'm so out of it. On your wall. Or on your post, or on your avatar. But you're so stupid, you don't realize that. You don't take 10 seconds to research. What's Black Lives Matter? Why do they suddenly show up within 24 hours of certain black men being killed with signed shirts and organization? How come these things always come together very quickly?